May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What do you do when you're anxious? Are you a nail biter? A leg jigger? Are you someone who shuts in and goes quiet, or someone who reaches out to talk stuff through? I suspect none of us like uncertainty, and we all develop our own coping mechanisms for better or worse. Mary has been plunged into a very uncertain position. She is pregnant, unmarried, somehow still a virgin, and an angel has told her that the baby is going to be the Messiah. I imagine her hands are pretty shaky, her heart rate beating fast. However much she agrees willingly to be the mother of Jesus and in the moment expresses her joy and jubilation in the words of the Magnificat, we cannot live at altitude forever. After the high, there must have been a low. A wondering, a panic maybe. She must have sensed Joseph's questions. She will have seen the dubious looks cast her way by her community. So she runs away. You can pretty it up and call it the visitation. You can read it in Bible speak, she went with haste. Or you can call it plainly. She ran, panicked and uncertain, hands shaking, heart racing. And she runs to someone whose hands also shake. She runs to Elizabeth, an aged woman, also dealing with deep uncertainty, a child being born to a body that is way past a normal pregnancy, a body that is old, where her hands may even shake with frailty. And these two shaky women, standing on shifting sand, reach out for each other, and in doing so find certainty and strength from each other. They find joy, they find courage. In that moment where young hand clasps old hand, they find truth and solid ground. Elizabeth affirms Mary, and her own baby starts to move. Two women who have every reason to fear the birth of their children find courage and hope in each other's presence. There's a beautiful poem by Anne Hillman called The Dewdrop. We look with uncertainty beyond the old choices for clear-cut answers to a softer, more permeable aliveness, which is every moment at the brink of death. For something new is being born in us if we but let it. We stand at a new doorway, awaiting that which comes, daring to be human creatures, vulnerable to the beauty of existence, learning to love. When God chose incarnation as the way to save his people, when Mary said yes to bearing the Christ child, when all the wonders of the world became embodied in a tiny newborn, the old world certainties changed. God no longer spoke in burning bushes through weird and wonderful prophetic voices and actions. He no longer spoke in clouds led by pillars of fire, and his glory no longer smashed about mountains. No, he chose human form, vulnerable, weak, uncertain. He chose the risky route of human birth. He chose to be carried in a soft aliveness, which was Mary's womb, as she allowed of something new to be born in her. Over the centuries, women have been put in second place, often dominated by men, often and still silenced, limited, restricted. And yet no man could carry a baby. No man could nurture and grow a human being. No man could give birth to God's son. God chose what was considered weak and embraced it and used it and hallowed it. As Hillman writes in her poem, God dared to be human, vulnerable to the beauty of existence. When we accept faith in Jesus Christ, it's all too tempting to look for certainties. We create doctrines, we establish patterns of worship, of behaviour, of belief. We write creeds. We put boundary markers down and say, this is orthodoxy. Now, I'm not suggesting that we throw all that away, but I am suggesting that we need to be careful with our boundaries and our boxes of faith. If we make the boxes into which we place our faith and beliefs too strong and too rigid, We can hurt people on the sharp edges. We can see people finding themselves trapped into the rigidity of practice. This way or no other. My way or no other. These are dangerous paths to walk down, but paths we do walk down. We've made rigid boxes over so many issues over the years. Living in sin, remarriage of divorcees, the ordination of women, gay marriage. One of the few areas we seem to have been remarkably lax over is the safeguarding of young and vulnerable people in our church. Stick plenty of people in boxes labelled sinner, but make a true sinner an honorary canon. I want a church that embraces what Hillman calls the softer, permeable aliveness. Yes, we still need boundaries, but the boxes can't be rigid. They've got to be softer than that. Our boundaries have to be permeable, fuzzy-edged. Able to be breached when to breach actually brings new life and an aliveness that we need. When Jesus walked the earth, he made a point of breaking the boundaries that separated clean and unclean, in and out, sinner and accepted. He made a point of including women and children in his life, those who have been and still are silenced, limited and restricted. When Mary whispered to her child a bedtime story, I imagine she spoke of how an angel promised him to her, how precious that moment was, how she sang of God's praise and mercy in a song that fell out of her unbidden. She would have whispered that although she was scared, she ran to Elizabeth and found that she was believed, and that when there was belief, when there was acceptance, she found her own certainty. Her story would tell of her feeling like she stood at a new doorway, awaiting that which comes. She would tell her sleepy child of how God dared to become human in him, and that in him, her precious, darling little boy, she saw all the beauty of existence. How can we put a box around that? How can we limit and contain the beauty of existence, which is Jesus Christ? May we this Christmas open the doors of our hearts to whatever might come, and may our lives together be those of softness and permeability, so that no one is kept out, but all are welcomed, loved and affirmed. May there be no shaky hands, no uncertainty, but a firm belief and hope in the promises of God found in his Emmanuel, learning to love. Amen.